Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, March 4th, 2023. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with last night's WWE SmackDown presented live on Fox from the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. The show opened with an in-ring confrontation between undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns and his challenger for WrestleMania, Cody Rhodes. The two verbally sparred, with Reigns attempting to provoke Cody with jabs about his late father, Dusty Rhodes, but Cody refused to take the bait.
I said this many times before in interviews. The Dream is the one that put the confidence in me. He's the first one that told me I had hit. Let me try to do a Dream real quick. He goes, baby, you have it. You couldn't get rid of it. You couldn't sell it if you wanted to. You are it. And we would talk for hours, and we would talk about everything. Literally everything. To be honest, it was a lot about, like, right now, of what's going on in my life. He used to tell me about these main events, about being the guy, being the face of the company, main eventing WrestleManias. He called it all before. My God. He was the best. He really was. Hey, you want to know what he used to always say about you? Nothing.
In the main event, the Bloodline saga continued as Solo Sikoa pinned Sami Zayn with some illegal outside help from Jimmy Uso. After the match, Uso and Sikoa attempted to beat down Zayn, but Zayn fought them off and escaped through the crowd.
Yeah, but the hesitation allowed Sami Zayn to create some space. Haluva kick to Jimmy Uso! Sami Zayn continues to chip away at the cracks in the Bloodline. Retreating. The cracks in the Bloodline that, thanks to Sami Zayn, are turning into seismic crevices.
Roman set specific instructions to end Sami Zayn tonight. Jimmy Uso, come and get the job done.
Earlier in the show, a large brawl occurred involving several potential challengers for Gunther's Intercontinental title, including Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Karrion Kross, LA Knight, and The New Day. Rey Mysterio confronted his son Dominic as Dominic attempted to tear apart the mask Rey had given to Santos Escobar, with Rey refusing to fight his son, but instead being attacked by him. The angle occurred following Dominic's win over Escobar with some outside interference from Rhea Ripley. In other results, Ripley defeated Liv Morgan via submission, Shayna Baszler also beat Tegan Nox by submission, and Bobby Lashley attempted to call out Bray Wyatt, but was attacked by Uncle Howdy. Later last evening, AEW presented a live edition of Rampage on TNT from the Cow Palace in San Francisco. In the opening match, the Blackpool Combat Club duo of Claudio Castagnoli and Wheeler Yuta won a four-way tag team match against Top Flight, Aussie Open, and the Dark Order's Alex Reynolds and John Silver. Yuta scored the win for his team, pinning Darius Martin of Top Flight.
Great tag team offense. Count!
Oh! Silver was waiting for Reynolds, but now Wheeler Yuta, he turns the corner, he's got the seatbelt on.
Two,
locked.
Three,
I caught him.
No. What are you talking about being opportunistic?
Winners of this match, the team of the Ring of Honor Pure Wrestling Champion Wheeler Yuta and the Ring of Honor World Champion Claudio Castagnoli.
Castagnoli and Yuta brawled to the back with Reynolds and Silver after the match. In the main event, Naturally Limitless, the team of Dustin Rhodes and Keith Lee, defeated Swerve Strickland and Parker Boudreau of Mogul Associates when Lee pinned Boudreau.
Swerve dove out of the way!
Come on, take it on, guys! Let's do it!
Dustin motivating the big man.
Crowd going nuts!
Here in San Francisco on a pay-per-view weekend.
With Parker Boudreau up and
hammer!
One, two,
Mighty,
two,
car crash.
Three!
Wow.
Wow, what a win!
Looking ahead to tomorrow night's AEW Revolution, as of Friday night, 8,108 tickets had been distributed for the event at San Francisco's Chase Center, with 2,094 still available in the 10,202-seat capacity setup. This is AEW's debut at the Chase Center, and Revolution will be the first wrestling show presented there since the October 11th, 2021 edition of WWE Monday Night Raw, which drew 4,031 people, according to WrestlingData.com. Last night, CMLL held their weekly Friday night pay-per-view in their home building of Arena Mexico. The main event served as a heat-up for the impending NWA historic welterweight title bout between champion Rocky Romero and challenger Volador Jr. Romero teamed with Atlantis Jr. and Oráculo in a losing effort against Volador Jr., Angel De Oro, and Místico after Romero fouled Volador in two consecutive falls to end the match. After the second fall, Romero mocked cutting Volador's hair. The two will face off in a rematch for the title on March 17th. In news from Japan, Wonder Ring Stardom's month-long Triangle Derby Trios Tournament came to an end this morning at National Stadium Gymnasium No. 2 in Yoyogi. The final saw Risa Sera, Suzu Suzuki, and Kurumi Haragi upend Sayori, Mirai, and Ami Sorhei to win the inaugural tournament. The winning team, who represents the Prominence promotion, earned a trip to the final by defeating Tam Nakano, Natsupoi, and Saki in the semifinals, while the team of Nakano and Meltier knocked off Nane Takahashi, Yu, and Yuna Mizumori during their semifinal matchup. There were also three major singles titles defended today. In the main event, Julia made the second defense of her World of Stardom championship. Although she did not pick up the victory, the champion and her opponent, Maya Yuki, were both counted out in 17 minutes and 57 seconds. After the match, Julia was challenged by Tam Nakano for a shot at the red belt. Azumi held on to the high-speed title in her 10th defense, defeating former champion Starlight Kid. In the Wonder of Stardom championship match, Saya Kamatani defeated Hazuki. Kamatani, who has made 15 successful title defenses of what's known colloquially as the white belt, nominated Mina Shirakawa as her next challenger coming up on April 23rd. Also on the show, Chihiro Hashimoto submitted Himeka with an ankle lock. Former World of Stardom champion Tsuri then challenged Hashimoto for a singles match. One of pro wrestling's oldest championships, the UWA World Light Heavyweight title, changed hands yesterday, with Carabel Ito winning the title from Black Eagle in 11 minutes 41 seconds at Korakuen Hall in Tokyo. Black Eagle's 470-day reign is the fifth longest in the 48-year history of the title, which was originally sanctioned by Mexico's Universal Wrestling Association and later by AAA. Ito and Eagle are the only two men to hold the title since it was revived by Taka Michinoku's Japanese independent promotion Just Tap Out in 2021. And the career of five-time Pro Wrestling NOAH Global Honored Crown Junior Heavyweight Champion Daisuke Harada has come to an unexpected end due to a neck injury he suffered in August of 2022. Harada and NOAH issued a statement yesterday revealing that the neck injury the 36-year-old suffered last year has not improved, and doctors say Harada is risking much worse damage if he continues to wrestle, including the possibility of paralysis. Harada's last match came on August 17th of last year, teaming with Seiki Yoshioka and Yohei to defeat Nosawa Rangai, Super Crazy, and Kendo Kashin. During his time in wrestling, Harada also claimed the GHC Junior Heavyweight Tag Team titles six times, five of which came with his longtime partner Atsushi Kotoge, as well as Dragon Gate's Open the Triangle Trios title. Harada debuted for the Osaka Pro promotion against Harada on August 5th, 2006. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.